company in the British island of Jersey. The paper says it was to protect more than $250 million from being taxed. Apple says it hasn't moved any operations or investments from Ireland, where it's operated since 1980. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Time is 10:05. It's time for Hunterton Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now is experiencing 46 degrees. The high today is going to be 48. 80% chance of precipitation and mostly cloudy skies. Today is Election Day, November 7th, 2017, and cloudy with the rain developing this afternoon. The high will be 48. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Rainfall around a quarter of an inch. Cloudy and periods of rain early, low 33. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, 51. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny along with a few afternoon clouds on Thursday during the Business Expo, high of 54, winds light and variable. Sunshine along with some clouds on Friday, high near 35. Except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and 41 on Saturday. Cloudy skies, slight chance of a rain shower, 48 on Sunday and on Monday. Sunshine and clouds mixed, slight chance of a rain shower. There we go. High of 53. Temperatures in area, 46 in Raritan, 46 in Kingwood, 44 in Frenchtown, 46 the county complex, 44 in Pattonburg, 46 in the town of Clinton, 44 in Tewksbury, and 47 in White House Station. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after this.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Welcome to Tech Today. We're here on HuntingChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB, the voice of business. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice and hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking advice and solutions for personal and business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. The segments could include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, go to my website, bluepantherbiz.com. Well, welcome to another Tuesday. It's Election Day, and we get to learn so much more now during election days today than we ever did before. We start to learn a lot more collecting data about the results. And in fact, we've been working very hard nowadays to stop people from learning the results too fast because it's affecting the outcome and the attitude of those that have not voted yet. So it's amazing how things have changed over the years and decades. A couple of things are happening as of recently that big news. The first one being a glitch. Did you catch it? Kind of weird. We had a bit of an issue that took place yesterday on the internet. And for many of you, you didn't even realize it, but it was one little error, and it was shut off the internet for parts of the United States. It's been in a number of articles, but this one is from Lily Hay Newman, and she wrote it yesterday, and it's on Wired.com. It says, how a tiny error shut off the internet for parts of the United States. A year ago, a DDoS attack, which is dynamic kill of service, caused internet outages around the U.S. by targeting the internet infrastructure company Dyn, D-Y-N, which provides domain name services to look up web servers. By the way, that's an interesting little topic. The way when you go and you do your browser, when you go and find a website, let's say it's huntingchamber.com, or you're going to go and check the election results, the way the computers find each other is by an address, and that address is not the words that you actually type. The address that you actually use to find that address is a set of numbers. It's actually for the original internet protocol, which we call IP address, it's four nodes separated by three periods. So you might have seen where the IP address is three numbers, dot three numbers, dot three numbers, dot three numbers. And sometimes those aren't really three numbers. If they have zeros, they just boil it down to one number. They don't actually have or two numbers. They don't actually show you the leading zeros in those nodes. Somewhere is a catalog of those values, that address that means nothing to you and I, to the words that you're looking for. So when you look up election results and you click on it, it's actually going to a catalog that says, oh, I'm going to NJ.com, and NJ.com's address is, and it has these numbers. And so you don't even pay attention to that, but that's how it happens. So somebody took away or shut down the DNS servers so that anytime you tried to go to a website, the DNS servers could not give you the number to go and get it. And so you were lost. Monday saw a nationwide series of outages as well, but with more pedestrian cause. A misconfiguration at Level 3, an internet backbone company, an enterprise ISP that underpins other big networks. So Level 3 has they have very large amount of wiring that allows you to get from place to place. So when I was working for a particular company, we were investigating and using level three to get back and forth between companies and businesses. Network analysts say that the misconfiguration was a routing issue that created a ripple effect, causing problems for companies like Comcast, Spectrum, Verizon, Cox, and RCN across the country. So level three had the problem, but because these other services were piggybacking on level three, they all had the same problem. And so you might have been irate with Comcast, but it turns out that Comcast had nothing to do with it except for the fact that they had contracted services from Level 3. Level 3, whose acquisition by CenturyLink closed recently, said in a statement to Wired that it resolved the issue in about 90 minutes. Our network experienced a service disruption affecting some customers, some customers, from IP services. The company said the disruption was caused by a configuration error. Comcast users started reporting internet outages around the time of Level 3 outages on Monday, but the company said that it was monitoring an external network issue and not a problem with its own infrastructure. RCN confirmed that it had some network problems on Monday because of Level 3, and the company said it had restored RCN service by rerouting traffic to a different backbone. So rather than using Level 3, they used another one, so another highway, so to speak. The misconfiguration was a route leak, according to a Roland Dobbins, a principal engineer at DDoS and network security from Arbor Networks, which monitors global internet operations. ISPs use autonomous systems, also known as ASES, to keep track of what IPs are on what networks and route packets of data between them. They use the Border Gateway Protocol, BGP, to establish and communicate routes. For example, packets can route between networks A and B, but network A can also route packets to network C through network B and so on. So it's a dynamic way of figuring it out, much like when you make a trip to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. Most of the time you'll take one route, but if you find out there's a lot of traffic, you're dynamically going to change your direction and go somewhere else. Internet traffic does exactly the same thing. Service providers find out if there's a trouble, they will bypass or go around a normal route. In a route leak, an AS or multiple ASs issue incorrect information about the IP addresses on their network, which causes inefficient routing and failures for both the original ISP and other ISPs trying to route traffic through. Think of it like a series of street signs that help keep traffic flowing in the right direction. If one of them is mislabeled or points the wrong way, chaos ensues. So that's what happened yesterday. Had 90 minutes. And it gives you some understanding about what is actually going on under the covers. But it also tells you how susceptible and vulnerable we can be. Imagine 90 minutes and you can't make a sale, or there's some huge bank transactions that need to take place, and they can't because of a route leak. Now, they didn't say how that configuration happened. That's the interesting part. That was left out of it. But I'm telling you that somebody uploaded a configuration on a router that caused that disaster. Now, whether that person or that group or those persons are still working for Level 3, it's an interesting conversation. But that's what happened yesterday, and we're going to have more of these because there's so much dynamicness to making changes that it's impossible to test all the time, and they just throw things in there and then monitor it, which is a completely different perspective than the way it used to be. We're at our quarter break, so we're going to be right back with more of Tech Today right after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, the voice of business, WHCR-DB. So we were just talking about routing and how the Internet routes traffic. Well, we're dependent now on how technology routes us to get to where we want to be. And it's so funny that we have a new generation nowadays that uses GPS, and we have shut off our brains. How many people actually take a map out nowadays? Have a map in their car? Well, most people don't anymore. They have GPS on their dashboard. They have GPS on their phones. And even on places that they go that they normally go to often, GPS is involved to help them deal with the dynamic changes that happen during that particular trip. One of the things that's sad is that you're blindly obeying the technology. And we've had some scary stories about how people have blindly accepted the direction by the GPS. And there's an article here right now by on NJ.com that says that it was published on the 6th, car destroyed by a train after a GPS leads driver onto tracks. Craig Turpin reports in Reddington Township for NJ Advanced Media that a French town man and his passenger escaped injury after the car he was driving was struck by a train on Sunday, police said. The driver got his 216 Volkswagen GTI stuck on the tracks at 4:21 p.m. after mistaking the tracks for Lilac Drive while following his vehicle's GPS directions, police said. Both got out of the car before a Norfolk Southern train struck the Volkswagen just after the intersection of Station Road and Lilac Drive, causing major damage to the car. Two railroad employees on the train were not injured, police said. In September, the driver of a tractor-trailer following his GPS ended up on Boardwalk in Ventnor City. So, you know, it's nice to use technology, but don't shut off your brain and follow it blindly. You need to understand that people make mistakes. This is a very dynamic technology, and any little mistake could send you into some serious trouble if you completely buy into everything that it has all the answers and it's 100% accurate, and it's not the case. So you got to do something to avoid that. So use it to your discretion, make sense, question, critical thinking. These are things we have to do nowadays to avoid a serious problem. Technology is around to help us learn more about ourselves. And TechCrunch has an article here by Brian Heater posted today that the government is handing out 10,000 Fitbits to research precision medicine. So in his 2015 State of the Union address, President Obama announced the Precision Medicine Initiative, a massive research project designed to gain more insight into how we live with and treat various diseases. Last year, the National Institute of Health changed the initiative's name to the Warmer, Fuzzier All of Us and opened enrollment in hopes of achieving its goal of gaining anonymous health information from 1 million Americans. At the moment, the number of involved citizens is far more modest, but the department is kicking things into high gear by purchasing up to 10,000 Fitbit devices for participants. The company is the first wearable maker to get the green light from the NIH for the project, due in part to its compatibility with the two major mobile operating systems and the fact that its device lasts several days on a charge, making them more ideal for ongoing fitness and sleep tracking. Participants will get to choose from two of Fitbit's most popular devices, the Charge 2 and Alta HR. Lifestyle information is critical to that. Sleep, heart rate, information, physical activity, those are all essential elements, Fitbit Health Solutions General Manager Adam Pellegrini told TechCrunch ahead of the announcement. We will be able to give a real sample of energy levels, how people are sleeping, they're walking, those type of things. We're getting that information as people live their normal lives. The everyday aspect is a key to the study. Figuring out the ways in which health is impacted outside of a clinical setting, in its current iteration, the study will run about a year in these devices, and that information will inform how wearables will be used in the program moving forward. So it's nice that they're collecting the information. Once again, here's my fear. And it's sad you have to think like this, but that information is being collected and being handled by the government. You, as a wearer of that, are going to be giving accessibility to that information. That information, unfortunately or fortunately, can be used in a positive way or a negative way towards you. And so you need to understand that information is going to be permanently affixed somewhere in somebody's databases. Now you might say, well, that's what's happening right now with my doctor. Yes, but there are some laws about all that, and that doesn't mean that it's actually ironclad that it's going to be kept secret. But at least there's recourse if somebody does something wrong. Here, I don't know. You'll have to read what exactly you're signing on to make sure that that data is not going to be used in an adverse way towards you. So please be advised. It's a great idea. I love the fact that we're collecting data. We're getting real information. Hopefully it's going to be used in a positive manner. But nowadays, it's just really hard to trust the government to do the right thing. And even if it's the government doing the right thing, it's hard to trust those in the government that are going to do the right thing. That's the difficult part. All right, we have about a minute or so, and we've been talking to you about Microsoft had one of its creative updates go out, and Microsoft puts out patches. They call them KBs, knowledge base, and there's seven-digit numbers that are associated with each type of problem that the software is going to fix. And your computer regularly and servers regularly go out and look for that. Unfortunately, Microsoft had some patches that aren't as effective as they were supposed to be, and Microsoft has pulled them from being able to be downloaded. So Computer World has told us that in a departure from the norm, Microsoft has not only pulled the buggy Win 7 Server 2008 R2, Server 2012, and Win 8.1 2012 R2 patches, it's even eliminated the associated KB articles and entries in the official update history pages. As I reported last week, Microsoft released a handful of buggy patches designed to fix the unexpected error from external database driver bug introduced by the October Windows security patches. As noted then, the bug fixes have bugs themselves, and the cure is worse than the disease. Now comes word that Microsoft was not only yanked those bad patches, it's also deleted the KB articles associated with those patches. They are KB4052234 for Windows 7 Service Pack 1 and Server 2008 R2 Service Pack 1, KB4052235 for Windows Server 2012, and KB4052233 for Windows 8.1 Server 2012 Release 2. The official updated page no longer mentions the banished buggy patches, and the corresponding entries no longer appear in the update catalog. It's as if they never happened. Two of the patches designed to fix the unexpected error from external database driver bug are still available. KB4052232 for Windows 10 Fall November Update version 1.1.5.1.1 and KB4052231 for Windows 10 Anniversary Update version 1607 and Server 2016. This version of Win10 was declared end of life on October 10, 2017, almost a month ago. As I reported last week, Microsoft never did issue a fix for Windows 10 Creators Update version 1703. The most used version of Windows 10. The KB article for the latest Windows 10 1703 update, KB4049370, build 1500063.675, says that 1703 still suffers from that bug. These patches were all part of the surprise Patch Thursday released last week. They're optional patches listed on all of the corresponding update history pages. Not pushed out through Windows Update, only available by download. It's not apparent at this moment exactly when Microsoft pulled the patches, although they were reported missing on Sunday. So that's the problem, folks. There's so many different software changes that are going on that these people are racing against time to try and solve bugs, especially security flaws, that they're not testing it to the level that they used to. And it becomes a betwixt and between challenge to get the information, get the new software out there, but make sure it's accurate and going to be successful and not cause more problems. We're at the halfway mark. We're going to take a break, do the news, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on his second stop in a five-nation Asia trip, now in South Korea, where he continues a familiar theme.
I really believe that it makes sense for North Korea to come to the table and to make a deal that's good for the people of North Korea and the people of the world.
the president asking all nations to stop trading with North Korea until its ballistic missile and nuclear programs are ended, especially directing those remarks to China as well as Russia. Later, at a state dinner held in the president's honor in South Korea, he hints at a surprise announcement coming soon.
We're going to have an exciting day tomorrow for many reasons that people will find out.
It's election day today, New York City, Miami, and Atlanta with mayoral elections, Virginia and New Jersey with governor's races. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. And join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Air Force admits it did not send the Texas church shooter's name to a national criminal database after he was court-martialed for domestic violence and was given a bad conduct discharge. Devin Patrick Kelly, convicted of domestic assault, and should not have been allowed to buy the guns he used to kill people Sunday. Meanwhile, a man who's being called a hero after that incident is talking for the first time. Here's Taylor Millard with details.
Stephen Williford says he was terrified during Sunday's shootout outside First Baptist Church, Sutherland Springs. The 55-year-old tells the Dallas Morning News he was barefoot when he grabbed his AR-15 and exchanged gunfire with Kelly, hitting him twice. He then joined in a car chase, which ended when Kelly's vehicle wrecked out. Williford says he doesn't want to be the focus of the story because he had friends in the church. Kelly killed 26 people before he was shot. He took his own life after the crash.
An all-clear has been issued at Texas Christian University, but one of its shuttle bus drivers is on the run, wanted after a road rage shooting incident earlier this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary, tax extra.
Yet another disgraced Hollywood headliner is reportedly in Arizona for sex rehab. Here's Mark Mayfield with details.
The Daily Mail reports that the shamed House of Cards actor Kevin Spacey has checked into the Meadows for sexual addiction treatment. A second actor has now come forward claiming Spacey groped him several years ago. Accused rapist and former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is also reportedly getting treatment in Arizona.
Switching gears, an online retailing firm says holiday shopping just continues to start earlier and earlier. Sarah Skirballs from RetailMeNot.com and says the old days of starting holiday shopping after Thanksgiving are long gone.
54% of people are planning to shop before Black Friday or Cyber Monday, and 25% of people are planning to start right around now. As a matter of fact, 12% of people started holiday shopping this summer.
Skirball says spending so far is up about 4 1/3% from last year at this time, and this year's tastes in holiday shopping are pretty much following recent tradition. She says 53% of the people are looking for clothing, 51% want electronics, 32% are shopping for toys. And, of course, more and more people are shopping for all those items online. And a new email scam is targeting Netflix subscribers, telling them they have to update their billing information. But don't fall for it. It's a fake website. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, thanks, Chris. You're going to be giving me some more news that we have to cover on Tech Today. Yet another email scam. Interesting thing about that, I don't have any article on that particular item, but just some telltale tidbits of advice on the way you figure out an email, whether it's a scam or not. A lot of times they're misspelled. They do a terrible job of that. And it's funny that it happens. The ones that are more successful happen to be well-presented, very, very organized and clean and professionally looking. Sometimes they throw a logo or they grab a logo. That's easy to do nowadays. Remember that you don't have to make a logo anymore. You can literally go out on the web and get a logo representing a brand and put it right on the letterhead. So that's easy. But the telltale signs are this. The first one is to look at who sent the email to you. Usually that should be coming from the domain name of the company that is contacting you. So in this particular case, if it's a Netflix employee, that should be a name or a department with at and then something Netflix in there. It should be Netflix.com or something like that. Now, it has to be the real network name. Don't get fooled by somebody messing around and calling it Netflix Gmail or something like that. It really needs to be the real domain name. And that domain name correlates with the website, typically, of that company. So that's number one. Number two, a lot of times they're asking you to sign on, and they give you a link to click on. Before you click on that link, you have the ability to take your mouse and bring it over to the link. And when the mouse becomes, and from an arrow becomes a hand, to say that it's something that you can click on, you can hover it, they call it. And at that particular moment, it may tell you by a little pop-up where it's actually going. So a lot of times these guys, these scammers, are pretending that the link is going to a place that you think it is, and in fact, it's taking you to another website that has nothing to do with the company. You can see the URL, the address of that website, either by hovering over it, or some browsers actually show it to you at the bottom of their browser window, right in the there's a footer bar there, and you can see that. So check that out. That's important. All right? Certainly do not log into anything. Another thing that I've done in the past is if the email is so important by the brand, chances are when you log in to their website, they'll also tell you to do that. So if your bank has emailed you and said that you have something you got to fix, I don't use the email to get to the bank. Instead, I go to the bank directly, or I go to Netflix directly. I log into my account, and if they've put in place some type of mechanism to remind me of whatever the change I have to make, if that's not there, then there's something not working. There's something not coordinated, and that email might be a fake because chances are Netflix and Bank of America or TD Bank or wherever you want to use would be telling you when you log into your account. It would be part of a flash screen that would pop up and let you know that. So be on the lookout for those types of things. The last one, which was pretty interesting, and I came across this not too long ago, is some of these scammers are actually creating fake domain names. So they have, you're going to Netflix.com. These guys might create Netflix.com, but the Flix is F-L-I-I-X. They add the extra I in there. If you're not paying attention, you know, your eye sees the Netflix and doesn't see the double I because it's so narrow. That's another unique way that they get around it. And then they make you log on to their fake Netflix website, and they've got your credentials. So check that out as well. When you see where you're going, sometimes it's not as obvious anymore. You have to actually look at the domain name and see if they've thrown in an extra character or if they've taken away an extra character. I received an email about couple days ago, and it said it was coming from Google, and when I looked at the link, the G, the middle G in Google was missing. So it was G-O-O-L-E. There was no extra G in there. And that's how I knew that they were faking me out. So think through it. Make sure you have your wits about you. Be suspicious. Let them prove to you that they are who they are. Do not blindly go into the situation there and give away your credentials accidentally, because then it's a really hard time to get things sorted out after that. ABC News has an article here, how to protect yourself from downloading fake apps. So now it's not enough that we're trying to avoid going to fake websites. Now there are people that are putting fake apps out there, and those apps are allowing you to be hacked on your phone. And that's pretty dangerous, because we're putting a lot of important information for convenience. So that's pretty dangerous. So PC, abcnews.go.com says, how to protect yourself from downloading fake apps and getting hacked, came on November 7th. It says, a cybersecurity expert is warning smartphone users to be cautious of downloading fake apps that can potentially give hackers undeterred access to the personal information on your phone. In September, hackers introduced dozens of malicious apps into the Google Play Store, also known as doppelgangers, because these fake apps imitated some commonly used real apps. Unsuspecting Android users download the bad apps a total of 4.2 million times, according to Google Play. ABC News' Gio Benitez and cybersecurity expert James Lynn set up a demonstration of a coffee shop in Washington, D.C. to show how vulnerable people may be when downloading fake apps. Lynn explained that apps are especially malicious because users don't realize that it's a fake. Benitez explained that apps are especially malicious because users, quote, don't realize that it's a fake. Lynn, who works at the global security firm Sophos, added that many of the bad apps may still seem to work, meaning users may not even be aware that their phone's security has been compromised. If you download a nasty version of Minecraft, for example, you actually seem to get Minecraft, Lynn said, and it seems to work, but in the background, the attackers are able to access all your information. During the demo, Lynn gave Android phones to five volunteers and asked them to use the phones as they normally would. Unbeknownst to the participants, Lynn had already installed a malicious app called Lovely Wallpaper on their phones. Through the app, Lynn was able to easily hack into participants' phones without them even knowing about it. We could retrieve their text messages, Lynn said, as he Benitez remotely viewed some text conversations taking place during the demo. Lynn added that he was also able to gain access to the phone's cameras. He's going to have no idea that the camera was just activated, Lynn told the demo. There's a photo of one of your users. During the demo, all of the volunteers signed into at least one of their social media accounts on the phone. Lynn was able to gain access to all of their passwords. When Lynn and Benitez revealed that they had been able to read the group's text messages, steal passwords, and even take a photo, the participants were shocked. Did you take that a while I was on the phone? One volunteer, Jeremy Pinson, asked. That's terrifying. When one volunteer walked around outside of the coffee shop, Lynn was even able to track his location using his phone. I am tracking him now. I can see exactly where he is. Lynn said that this could even remotely control the text messages sent from one of the phones that he hacked through the app, added that someone does not even have to be using the phone when it is hacked. Even when you weren't using the phone, we still got a picture of you, Benitez told one of the volunteers. The phone was just sitting there on the table looking right at you. Lynn added that through malicious apps, your security may be compromised without you even knowing it. Once a cyber criminal is into your phone, they can access your usernames, passwords, and credit cards, Lynn said, adding that a criminal could even be able to profit from your device without you knowing. A Google spokesperson told ABC News in a statement that they have been tracking the malware known as Expensive Wall that was used in Lovely Wallpaper and other apps. tracking this malware firm family for months and continue to take actions, such as removing apps from play when we detect its variants. The spokesperson said, "We are constantly updating Google Play Protect, our safeguard for all Android devices with Google Play, to detect malware like Expensive Wall and secure your users." To protect yourself from hackers, Lynn said, a password for your phone is not enough once the hacker has access through the malicious app. Lynn said, the only download apps that trusted developers, and if you believe you have downloaded a malicious app, to delete the app, restore your phone to its factory settings, and then change all of your passwords. I would also recommend that you have at least one, probably two, virus and malware protection apps. I use TrustGo and Lookout. Verizon has offered one for their customers, so you can download that. And now Google Play has offered one as well. So there's a lot of different options out there. But you need nowadays to have those types of apps to kill off these malicious apps. And interesting thing with the I found this with the Note 8. The Note 8 will tell me when an app is running in the background. And I get a chance to decide whether that's me or not. So that's another interesting aspect to the later phone operating systems and how they're helping. Well, we have one more break, and then I got another story or two, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamber.com.
I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in the Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Well, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Tech Today on HuntChipper.com, followed Good Morning Hunterdon. And we got one more story to get to you, and hey, we're getting close to having to do that shopping. The USA Radio was talking about it. Well, Amazon's already making some changes. So I'm going to let you know that Wall Street Journal reports that Amazon is already making changes, snipping prices on other sellers' items ahead of holiday onslaught. The move allows the retail giant to compete more fiercely with the low-cost rivals, but could hurt its relationship with big-name brands, manufacturers, and merchants. Laura Stevens reported on the 5th that Amazon.com Inc. has quietly started lowering prices by as much as 9% in recent weeks on goods offered by independent merchants on its site, ratcheting up a price war with other retail giants and potentially straining its relationship with some sellers. Until now, Amazon has generally controlled prices only on merchandise it sells directly to consumers. Now it's discounting some items sold by third parties, covering the cost difference itself to ensure competitive pricing. So there you have it. If you're starting to do shopping, it's going to be a very competitive marketplace because think of it from their point of view. You're going to make the purchase. So you're going to be handing some type of currency to somebody. The question is, whoever gets it first gets the money. Anybody else doesn't get the money. So they're going to be stepping over each other to try and be in your face and be the first one to receive your patronage. The problem is that once you buy, it's over. So they're all trying to leapfrog one another, and it's not like you have to physically be in their store anymore. They just have to somehow get that store in front of you on your computer or your phone. So very competitive landscape, and the more time that's gone on, the more they're going to compete and step over each other. So they don't want to give away the candy store right off the bat, but they definitely want to get your business and don't want to lose it. So they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that they can get in there and make the transaction with you. Well, it's 10:57. It's time for me to take my leave. I want to thank you for listening to Tech Today. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. Stay tuned for a rewind of HuntingChamber.com's Good Morning Hunting Show, and then Laura Feliciano, La Salud Mental Importa, is on at noon, and then the Front Lines of Freedom on from 1 to 3. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Tiny Pieces, the confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 1028 in store only. See associate for details.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't we, boy?
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
EPA Chief Scott Pruitt is making moves on Obama-era rules concerning power plant emissions.
I'll be signing a proposed rule to withdraw the so-called clean power plan of the past administration and thus begin the effort to withdraw that rule.
Speaking in Kentucky yesterday, Pruitt says those Obama rules did aim to restrict greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. The policy was a key part of the Obama administration's efforts to curb what it called climate change. Pruitt says his agency should not, quote, declare war on any sector of our economy, and that includes the coal industry. America's defense secretary says dealing with the growing North Korean nuclear crisis continues to be diplomatically led. Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis speaking yesterday and saying the U.S. also must always be ready with a military option, though. Mattis says North Korea continues to engage in provocative and dangerous behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
A woman jailed for locking her baby in a hot car. We get that story from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
A Central Florida woman in custody after authorities say she left her young daughter in a hot, stuffy car while she visited an inmate. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says Rachel Etienne left her 2-year-old locked inside the car when temperatures reached 110 degrees. A staff member patrolling the parking lot saw the child and freed her. Deputies say the little girl was sweating but otherwise uninjured. A neighbor tells Fox 35 Orlando Etienne had been warned previously by neighbors about leaving the child in a hot car.
ESPN is issuing a statement about the 2-week suspension handed to host Jemele Hill for making political statements on social media. The network saying in a statement that they have reminded all employees of how individual tweets may reflect negatively on ESPN and that such actions would have consequences, hence their decision with Hill. The move comes after she called for a boycott of advertisers aligned with the Dallas Cowboys after the team's owner, Jerry Jones, said players would be benched for not standing for the national anthem. She was under fire already last month when she called President Trump a white supremacist. And the Chicago Cubs are investigating how one of their 2016 World Series rings ended up on the auction block. Leylands.com listing what it says is a 10-carat gold ring that was issued to a scout for the team. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for